Do you remember, back when you were a little kid, that swing set you used to play on? You know, the one with the long, linked chains that squeaked as you swung higher and higher. You have lots of childhood memories there, ones that bring a smile to your face.
Back in Maryland, where I came from, I used to live in the apartments, and next to the apartments was an elementary school. And there was a swing set in there that I really enjoyed.
That's Huayu Ding talking about her favorite swing set.
It's kind of secluded, you know, like it's a county public school, and it's kind of in the back of the school, and behind it is a huge field and then a forest. So it's really nice to sit at. Actually, there's something about swing sets in general that just attracts me. I don't know, it's really soothing. Although I did like to put my head, like tilt my entire body back so that my head's almost touching the ground. That's always fun. Except when my glasses fall off, and then that's not so much fun anymore. But I do it anyways.
There's just something about swing sets in childhood. They remind you of good, carefree times.
I went there when it rained too, during the summer especially. It's really nice when there's like a good rainstorm or something. Not when it thunders though, which is unfortunate because it would have been fun. But I don't want to get electrocuted. I mean, there's gotta be a reason why little kids like to play with them, right? And, I mean, you get a nice view, you're swinging up and down, and it's kind of not dangerous but fun at the same time. You know, how rare do you get that combination? Especially when you're at the top, you're like, dip your head back, it's just like, whoa! It's really fun.
If you think about it, a swing set's not that special. It's just a moving seat. But despite its simplicity, it reminds you of childhood. It's a place where you can let go of stress and just be.